gonna make you bend and break. Say a prayer, but let the good times roll. In case God doesn't show.
It's a Throwback Thursday on Wake Up Call. Now back to the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios with Tony D and Ron Culver.
The 2007 music library has been pretty phenomenal this morning. I mean, I'm still listening to these songs. Can't even imagine that they're 14 years old. But anyway, Throwback Thursday today. Phil Mickelson winning the Players' Championship on this date. Mother's Day on this date of 2007. A two-shot win over Sergio Garcia. Yesterday, the NFL releasing its schedule. Pat Donovan, WDAE, joins us to talk about that, as well as the what's in line for the Super Bowl champs. On a Progressive guest line, Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at Progressive.com today. How are you, my friend? What's going on?
I am doing well. How are you?
I am good. I was in your town a week or so ago, visiting my in-laws in St. Petersburg, taking my family, picking up my son from UF, driving down the highway, heading ready to cross the Howard Franklin. I said to the whole family, this is the center, the epicenter of the sports universe right now.
So I was so worried. Yes, well, thank you, first of all. But I was so worried for a second that you were going to tell me, I was with my family, we had the kids, I turned your show on.
And Yeah.
Sometimes it's not for the kids, so I'm glad that that's not the direction.
I was driving at the time. You were not on at the time. I was desperately wanted to listen to you at WDAE, the legendary WDAE. But I saw the banners for the Super Bowl champs. My wife is from that area, so she had a lot of Tampa pride. But let me ask you this, because you're going to be doing a show later today where the schedule has now been released. This is always interesting to me this time of year, how we just get so fired up for this event. We know who we're going to play. We know where we're going to play. We just don't know when. And yet people treat this as a holiday.
You're not wrong. And listen, I've said before, and people know that I'm biased. I don't pretend to love everything equally. I will take the NFL offseason. To me, the NFL offseason, whether it be the schedule release or free agency or the NFL draft, that stuff to me, every bit as interesting as what anybody else is doing in the regular season. Whether it be Major League Baseball or the NBA or the NHL, their regular season to me is about as interesting as the NFL's offseason. So I don't blame people. I love it too.
So the Brady return to Foxborough in week four, did you think it was a little too early? Was it at the right time, given what they want to do with that game? How did you process where they placed that one?
Well, to be 100% honest, prior to the game, prior to the announcement of the schedule, or at least early yesterday, we got a glimpse into week four and the fact that that's when the Buccaneers would head to Foxborough. I hadn't even thought about the implications of Tom Brady being on the heels of Drew Brees and trying to become the all-time leading passer. So for that reason, I think myself and a lot of people expected it to be maybe later in the season when Foxborough gets cold and ugly, and you know, having Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, I think returning those kind of weather situations could be a really interesting storyline that the NFL would love to exploit. But when you remember, when you take into consideration where he is historically behind Drew Brees, he averaged just under 290 yards a game last season. He is just a little over 1,100 yards shy of Drew Brees. So there's a really good chance, if everything goes as you'd expect, that week four in New England, when the Buccaneers come to town, Tom Brady could be walking out reminding Patriots fans of how great he is because he just became the all-time leading passer. And I suspect that's why the NFL went that way with the schedule.
Ron and I were speculating about this, and we know there was a number of reasons that Brady would want to go to Tampa Bay, given the weapons and the weather and on Bruce Arians and all that. But do you think he looked and said, let me look at some future schedules. Which is the team in the near future is going to Foxborough where I can go back to New England and play against the Patriots?
I think it's something he would have loved to do, is have an opportunity to go back to Foxborough and play the Patriots in some capacity, or even, you know, be somewhere where they host the Patriots. But I also don't think it was a big enough motivator to help make his decision. You know, I don't think that more than, you know, all the talent that you brought up and the direction of this football team and how good they really were a year prior if not for so many turnovers. There's, you know, there's a lot of way to look at this football team and say, hey, they might be closer than we think if they become efficient offensively. And that's what happened, and they ended up winning it all. And to me, those factors had to weigh much heavier on his decision than the opportunity for one game to end up in Foxborough. Because there's a couple of, you know, different teams where he could have done that, and it probably wouldn't have been a fun trip to Foxborough.
I know it might be nitpicking a little bit, but the we like to have good games to open up the season, but we also like to honor the champions in the opening season. Was Dallas the right opponent to fit the bill for a kickoff opener?
I mean, if you want to watch the defending Super Bowl champions win, I think it's a great pick. I think Buffalo would have been the sexiest pick.
I'm right there with you.
Best matchup.
Yeah.
But to me, you know, the Dallas Cowboys, and listen, you know this, Tony. We're going to get at some point in this offseason that groundswell all of a sudden that comes from out of nowhere, people telling us that the Dallas Cowboys once again are going to be Super Bowl contenders. And I'll remind our listeners that once again, no, they're not. No, they're not. They're not going to be that good. They might be okay. Everyone's like, well, Dak Prescott's back. Great. Do we remember what this football team looked like last year when Dak Prescott was healthy? Because it wasn't good. And listen, it took the Bucs a while last year, too. So who knows? Maybe Mike McCarthy and Dak Prescott would have come together and something really good would have happened like it did here in Tampa Bay. I don't see it. I don't see enough talent in Dallas for that team to be real. So for me, if you're a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan, it's not the worst because you get to beat what a lot of people think for some reason is still America's team on the first night of the season and remind everyone, no, they're not Super Bowl contenders. Stop it.
No Drew Brees in New Orleans. Sam Darnold in Carolina. Falcons still have Matt Ryan, but a new head coach. There's no reason the Bucs should win this going away, right?
You would think,
you
right?
Would
and
think.
Things never
exactly.
tend to happen, especially in the NFC South, as we expect them to, it seems like. But you would think. And listen, I'm very interested to see what Jameis Winston looks like in a second year in New Orleans, as you know, you would expect to be the starter, you know, under Sean Payton. I think it's going to be very interesting. And then what is Sam Darnold going to look like in Carolina? And what the hell's going on in Carolina? I thought it was hilarious. I know you saw, I'm sure, the video of Teddy Bridgewater talking about the situation there, and they don't practice the red zone enough, and they don't practice the two-minute drill enough. And my favorite thing was, he laid out all these things that went wrong in Carolina and go, I could be the guy to say all that stuff, but I'm not going to say all that stuff. Kenny, you just said all this stuff.
Pat, you're down in Florida. What is the, I know it's Jacksonville, but Tim Tebow in the state, what has been the buzz about him possibly doing? I'm trying to wrap my head around an idea that this guy could just play tight end at the NFL level the second he gets there.
Clown show. Those are the only two words that come to mind right now with the Jacksonville Jaguars for me. And I feel bad for a kid like Trevor Lawrence. And I suspected, and I've been saying since the hire, that I just don't know that Urban Meyer makes sense in the NFL. I don't know, as a guy who's spoken to Urban Meyer face-to-face and walked away from that confrontation thinking, is that guy okay? I don't know that he connects with grown-ass men the way he can connect with college kids that he puts his thumb on, right?
Right,
yeah. I don't know that it's going to work. And interestingly enough, you know, we talked to one of his former players from Florida, and I'm drawing a blank. I apologize right now. He's a tight end that was with Philly for a while in Indianapolis last year. Anyway, you know, we talked to him, and I asked him, like, flat out, like, what do you think about Urban Meyer in the NFL? Is he going to be able to connect with grown men the way he does with college kids? It was Trey Burton. In fact, I don't know why I couldn't remember. Yeah, Trey Burton. And Trey kind of wasn't sure, certainly wasn't sold. And if your players that played for you aren't sold, how the hell am I supposed to be sold? And then you do something like this, bringing a guy who hasn't been in the league for as long as Tim Tebow hasn't, going to switch positions for him just to give him a shot. To me, if you're a veteran in that locker room, you're going, what the hell's going on here? It's a clown show. And I didn't know if Urban Meyer was going to work out in the NFL. I was pretty sure he wasn't. And I feel like he's going to prove me right in very quick fashion if this is the kind of nonsense he's going to do. This isn't college football anymore, Herb.
Yeah, I wonder about the assistant coaches. Now, some of them are going to be guys he brought aboard, but some of these are veteran NFL guys who are probably wondering, look, this is not what we do here. We don't do this on the, we don't just bring in people to change positions just because they're good guys. We're trying to put the best 53 guys on the field as we possibly can. It's not, we're not trying to owe anybody a favor here.
Yeah, and Urban Meyer just, he struck me as a guy that wouldn't get that. And it sure looks like that's the case, man. It really does. It's just, I can't figure the guy out. You can't be stupid, all right, and have the success that he's had. You can't be just a flat out dummy and you know, have run the kind of programs that he has in college football. But there's something going on upstairs that isn't connecting, and I don't think it's going to work in the NFL.
Gut feeling, Aaron Rodgers, is he going to be under center for the Packers?
You know, everything we see tells us no. All the evidence tells us no, but my gut just tells me somehow yes when the season begins. And not that it's going to turn into this long-term love affair. It's going to end sooner than later. I just don't know that sooner is this season.
Yeah, me too.
That said, I'm the guy who would have come on your show and probably did. I don't know. I know I went on a lot of shows and told people and went on my show and told anyone who would listen, don't be stupid. Tom Brady will never leave the Patriots. Jameis Winston sure. will be back with the Buccaneers. Let's not be ridiculous. Tom Brady's not coming to the Bucs. No, he's not leaving the Patriots at all. And I'm not right all the time.
Yeah, all right, my man. Yeah, good talking to you, my friend. We'll catch up with you as the season progresses. We get into workouts and all that good stuff. Always good talking to you, my friend.
You too, my dude.
You got it, man. Pat Donovan, WDAE, in the great city of Tampa, Florida, as we continue on our Progressive Guest Line. Quote, buy and save on your home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at progressive.com. Clown show, he called it in Jacksonville. We'll get thoughts on the Aaron Rodgers thing as we continue on Wake Up Call.